Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing. Today I'm joined by Dara Fitzgerald, Analytics Director at Measure Lab. Hello, Dara. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Andy. Thank you.
So let's start off then, as we always do. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do at Measure Lab.
Okay, so as you said, I'm Dara Fitzgerald. I'm the analytics director. I'm also one of the co-founders of Measure Lab. So we're based in Lewes, just outside Brighton, and we're a small specialist analytics consultancy.
Fantastic. Now, Lewes, of course, is very local to me. I always make a joke about Lewes. When you go into a pub in Lewes, the piano stops playing and everyone stops and looks around.
Yeah, it's true. They're just about getting used to me at this stage after working here for about a year. But yeah, I do still get the odd look that suggests, wait a minute, you're not from Lewes.
I won't say the usual joke. This lady warms you. Because last time I was there, I ended up being dragged behind a horse, you know, around the town. But anyway.
It happens. Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. It's a lovely place, Lewes.
It is.
I'm sorry, it is a lovely place. Now, I want to talk particularly about enhanced e-commerce, the enhanced e-commerce packets of Google Analytics, which is something that you're very interested in and quite knowledgeable about. Let's just start off, give us an overview of what it is, first of all, probably the best thing.
Okay, so e-commerce tracking generally in Google Analytics has been around for a long time. And one of the problems with it up until the introduction of enhanced e-commerce was the fact that it focused only on the final kind of confirmation page on the website. So once somebody has actually purchased something, and it would contain all the vital information around what was actually purchased, which is obviously of great use to the business themselves and to any of the marketing agencies they're working with. But the problem with it is it was only on a single page on the site, and it only collected the final order information. It wasn't able to actually track that back to what products that user actually viewed on the website before they completed the purchase. Mm-hmm. So to do that up until the introduction of enhanced e-commerce, you had to use various different kind of tracking functions of Google Analytics and try and piece them together, which was never really a kind of seamless thing to do.
Yeah.
So what enhanced e-commerce is aiming to do is to actually bring all of that together and make it a little bit more comprehensive. So the idea being that you can actually track e-commerce performance right the way through the site. So it's introducing new metrics, for example, product impressions. So again, previously, it was very difficult and completely impractical to track product impressions on an e-commerce website with Google Analytics, whereas with enhanced e-commerce, it's part of the e-commerce tracking. So you can actually track what products are viewed, what products are then added or removed from basket. And then not only that, you can actually track right the way through the checkout process as well to see where people are. I mean, hopefully they're not dropping off, but if they are dropping off, at what point in that process are they actually deciding to abandon the checkout and not purchase the product?
So it's detecting abandoned shopping carts as well then, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's literally trying to do end-to-end e-commerce performance tracking. So it gives a huge amount more data to e-commerce businesses to help them identify, you know, what products are of interest and then how frequently those particular products are being added to basket, and then from there right the way through to whether they're purchased or not.
I don't think you mentioned just now, but am I right in thinking this came about, was it about midsummer 2014?
Yeah, probably a little early. I think it was around May, June.
Okay.
Yeah, around spring, summer of 2014, it was announced. And it, as with all Google Analytics features or anything new, it's always in beta for a period of time. So
forever.
Well, they're forever, yeah. Work in progress. So it still is relatively new, even though it's very easy to think of things as having been around for a long time. Certainly with the speed of change with Google Analytics, but it is still a relatively new feature.
So before we drill down into the nitty-gritty of how it's all set up and stuff and all the moving parts, could we sort of zoom out a bit and perhaps look at the benefits to businesses that this could give?
So I think to the business themselves, I think the key benefits are allowing them to better optimize their product pages on the website, and to identify weak points on the website where they're actually losing potential customers. So its main use is for optimizing e-commerce websites. So improving the checkout flow, improving the layout of the product pages themselves or product category pages, and effectively driving more people through to purchase, improve your conversion rate, improve your revenue, et cetera, et cetera.
Is this thing easy to set up or is it quite complicated? How does it all work?
Well, in kind of typical Google fashion, I guess they make it look like it's very easy, and it isn't always quite so straightforward. So there's a switch in the admin area in Google Analytics where you can switch on enhanced e-commerce. Unfortunately, it's not quite that easy. So because it's a very comprehensive new set of tracking, basically, it involves development work on the website. So it's very unlikely that you'd have all of the code you need straight away on the website before you implement it. So it takes a little bit of thought. You need to plan out what information you want to capture on which pages. So it could be search results pages on site, category pages, product pages, and then obviously each of the checkout steps as well. So it takes a little bit of planning and it takes some development work as well. Obviously, what we aim to do when we're helping clients implement enhanced e-commerce is use a tag management solution. So like Google Tag Manager, for example, which does make the process a little bit easier, but it still involves some technical implementation work. But the benefits obviously greatly outweigh the investment in time and effort to get it implemented.
Now, obviously, Dara, you know quite a bit about this hidden corner, if that's the right way to describe it, hidden corner of Google Analytics. What sort of, perhaps a better question is, do you have any idea of the sort of take-up from people?
It's difficult to know across the, universally what the uptake is. Google don't tend to, probably for good reason, don't tend to publish those kind of figures. But from my own experience, take-up still isn't fantastic. And I think that's largely because, like I said, it is still relatively new. So it's only been around for about 6 months. And because it does involve some technical implementation work, that can sometimes be a blocker. So it needs to be planned out. It's not something, like I said, that you can just switch on. It does take some consideration. So I think for that reason, some people haven't yet, but are very interested in moving to enhanced e-commerce. There's another, there is a caveat or a prerequisite as well, which is that you have to be using Universal Analytics as opposed to the older classic Google Analytics.
Yes.
And there are still quite a few websites which haven't fully made that switch over to Universal Analytics yet. And you do have to be running Universal Analytics to benefit from enhanced e-commerce. So that's something else that's maybe stopping some companies from implementing enhanced e-commerce. But for most people, it's certainly on the radar, and it's something they're moving towards. And like I mentioned as well, around anyone who is using something like Google Tag Manager or another tag management solution, it makes the process easier because you can switch from classic to universal. And then once you're using universal, you can start to look at implementing enhanced e-commerce as well.
They mentioned the tags. Looking generally at the sort of Google Analytics features, are there any other features that sort of complement enhanced e-commerce?
Yeah, there's quite a few. So I think the first thing that always comes to my mind is the segmentation and remarketing within Google Analytics. There's quite a neat way of building a remarketing list from the enhanced e-commerce reports themselves to target people who have abandoned the checkout. So within, I think it's 4 or 5 clicks within the enhanced e-commerce reports, you can actually build a remarketing list of people who have engaged with the checkout but actually left before they completed their purchase. And then you can use AdWords to actually remarket to those people and try and get them back on the site to complete their purchase. So it's made it really easy to actually do that. And like it says, you know, a couple of clicks, a few clicks, and you can actually be retargeting to those users who for one reason or another abandoned the checkout. The other feature that complements enhanced e-commerce quite well is the data import, which is also quite a new functionality within Google Analytics and allows you to actually import data into Google Analytics.
Yeah.
As opposed to just collecting it on the website, which is the kind of normal way of doing it. What works particularly well with enhanced e-commerce is you can upload product data into GA, and you could use it for, let's say, business sensitive data that you wouldn't want to expose on the website itself. You want to upload, you know, cost data or margin information, you can actually upload that behind the scenes. So none of your competitors could sneakily come along on your website and scrape that information. It would only be imported into Google Analytics. It wouldn't ever exist on the website itself. So that complements it quite well, because you've got all the rich product data that you collect on the website, and then you kind of supplement that with your own kind of business sensitive product data that you might have behind the scenes as well.
Well, that's some great information there. I think we should all take a look at enhanced e-commerce, or the enhanced e-commerce Google Analytics package is probably its full name.
Definitely.
So how can our listeners find out more about you, more about Dara, and more about MeasureLab?
So to find out more about MeasureLab, our website's probably the best place to look, which is measurelab.co.uk, or we're at MeasureLab on Twitter. And for me, I'm at Dara Fitzgerald on Twitter, although I'll be honest, I don't use it nearly as much as I should. And my excuse for that is I'm going to say I'm too busy, but that's probably an easy excuse to use. But yeah, check out our website, measurelab.co.uk, or at MeasureLab on Twitter. And you can find out lots of information about us, what we do. We run training as well for anyone who's interested in that. So all the information is there on our website.
And Dara is D-A-R-A, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah. Yeah, good Irish name.
Are you going to tell us a story about how people get your name confused?
I'm happy to, yeah. It's been on more than one occasion.
I'm sorry, listeners. This is a little chat we had before we started recording. I just thought it was quite amusing.
For anyone who knows me particularly, they'll be very surprised by this, to think that anyone could make this mistake. But if I've spoken to somebody by email only, on more than one occasion, I've gone to a meeting where I haven't actually met the person before or spoken to them over the phone. And they've been surprised that I was a man when I showed up to the meeting, and they've said, oh, where's Dara? Can she not make it to the meeting? And I've said, no, I am Dara. And they've looked a little bit puzzled as why this bearded man is standing before them. So it is a unisex name. So quite a few people assume that it might be a woman before they meet me, and do get a little bit of a shock when they see me standing there.
Because the only Dara most of us are used to is Dara O'Brien on telly.
Yeah,
sort of comedian, scientist type chappy.
Yeah, and he's definitely helping the cause. I think before he was on TV as much as he is, I had a lot more trouble with my name and people getting it wrong. Whereas now, usually people say, oh, like the guy on telly. I say, yeah, like him. He definitely helps me out.
So thanks for listening, everyone. As usual, show notes at sitevisibility.com/IM podcast, all one word. We're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher. Feel free to comment on those and leave reviews. If you've got any questions, 2 channels for those. The email is podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk, and there's a telephone hotline, +44 1273 256 150, if you want to leave a question or a comment in an audio form. So that's all from me, Andy White. It's all from Dara.
Thanks, Andy. Bye, everyone.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.